And I love it when I see a name, because normally it is Peter, Simonstown, Chawe, Kales River. And when I see Chart Kruger, CEO of Premier Foods, and we haven't arranged to interview the CEO of Premier Foods about the Premier Food results. Anyway, Bruce Whitfield would do that, not us. I kind of go, this is part of the school's water challenge. Somebody is going to make a donation, which pleases me greatly. Am I right, Mr. Kruger? Good afternoon.
Afternoon, John. Yeah, you're correct. We've got a big business in the Western Cape, our bakery and our mall, and I think it's just appropriate that we, as business people and as individuals, actually support a course like this, because the water situation is just terrible in the Western Cape.
Before you tell us how many, and I hope it's a big number, I've got my fingers crossed, what sorts of things are you doing in your businesses down in the Western Cape to try and use less water?
Yeah. Look, we're a Blue Ribbon Bakery. We've got a big bakery in Salt River where we bake about 450,000 loaves a day, and we use about 300,000 litres of water a day in the bakery. We've got a mill next door which uses about 60,000 litres, a bit less. We do all sorts of things in the business, but, you know, you bake bread with water and you mull wheat by soaking it in water, so you have to use water to do it. But, you know, we've also got probably 600-700 people living in the Western Cape. They all have to live with this water shortages at their homes, and we just have to do something.
Okay, well, what are you going to do? Because it's if we can collectively save a million or more litres of water a day at the schools, that means the schools are not having to pay that amount for water. If they're no-fee schools, it means the Western Cape Education Department is not having to pay that amount of money, and that means they've got more money for infrastructure development and so on. So what can we expect from you, Chart?
We're very involved with a lot of schools in the Western Cape because those are our customers. You know, they take sandwiches to school every day, or hopefully they do. So we've got lots of programs where we're involved with schools. But this particular program, Peter Engelbrecht from ShopRite made us aware of this earlier this week, late last week. And we're very, very, very happy to support the project. And we would actually support 50 schools, 5-0.
Wow.
that is just, that's...
So that was a little bit of applause in the background.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I was expecting a big number, but I was hoping for a big number. I wasn't expecting anything. Yeah. I was hoping for a big number, but that's a very big number. I'm hugely, hugely grateful on behalf of the School's Water Challenge. Thank you very much.
Yeah. No, it's our pleasure, and it's our way to be involved in the community.
That is 50 schools at 30,000 rand for the year. That's 1.5 million rand, which Chart Kruger has just made available on behalf of Premier Foods, of which he is the CEO. That is absolutely fantastic. The website, you can phone us and make a pledge on air, or you can have a look a little bit more of the background on the website school with an S at the end, schoolswater.co.za, and you can have a look at this. There's plenty of information around, and then you can, I hope, make a decision to, even if it's just one school, if you're a relatively small company and you don't have much in the way of CSI funding available, just one school at 30,000 rand for the year will make a difference. It's the starfish principle. Chart Kruger, thank you very, very much indeed.